during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Save more on the brands you trust to deliver on the job. Right now, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 8-amp-hour battery when you buy a DeWalt 10-inch 20-volt max dual bevel compound miter saw. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Save even more on what you need to keep the job moving. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, for 20 years, she never gave the strange stories much thought. Then the house got quiet, the kids moved out, and then she started hearing footsteps herself.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. We love to hear your ghost stories. So if you have a ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if that's what you're into. No commercials, access to the archive, advance episodes could all be yours. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today, Carol?
Good, thank you, my friend. You know, this story has me thinking because, you know, I think if you're a parent, say you have a full-time job, you have several kids, your house would always be so constantly busy that you could be experiencing paranormal activity and you just kind of ignore it. It's the kids.
Yeah.
It's anything else.
Maybe.
You know? Because I just assume, you know, well, as a parent, you should experience it too. But I think kids are more open to it, number one. But, you know, just a noisy household. Because anytime you can hear footsteps, like say kids have gone to bed, you are watching TV, you hear footsteps. Well, it's one of the kids got up to go to the bathroom. You know, I think there's a lot of ways you could dismiss paranormal activity. I've never had a kid, let alone a bunch of them. But I grew up in a house with five kids, and it's very active. It was a very active house. Somebody was always doing something different. This person going there, coming in at this time, and that person's leaving. And it's just this constant movement.
Also, that's a lot of energy to utilize as a spirit.
And there's a lot of energy, emotional energy in a house too, because kids get angry, they get sad, they cry for no reason, and hormones, all of the things.
Yes.
That, you know, so there is a lot of energy. It's very interesting. So let's go to the story. And it has an interesting beginning because it says, recently, I've been afraid of my own house, which is not something I ever thought I would say. Isn't that a weird way to start the story?
Yeah, but understandable.
It's kind of like, oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
My husband and I have lived here for more than 20 years. We've raised our kids here, celebrated holidays here. We've spent so much time running from one activity to the next that I never paid much attention to the house itself. It's over 150 years old, but to me, it was always just home. If something creaked or made noise, there was usually a kid awake somewhere. a television on in another room, a dog running through the house. But things are different now. Most of the kids are grown and out on their own. The house is quieter than it's ever been, and I think that's why I've started noticing things that probably would have been lost in the background years ago. A few months ago, I was sitting in the living room reading one evening when I heard footsteps upstairs. My first thought was that one of the kids had stopped by and forgotten to tell me they were there. I actually called out before I remembered I was home alone. The footsteps lasted only a few seconds and then they stopped, and when I went upstairs to check, there wasn't anybody there. I didn't think much about it at the time. A few days later, I heard them again. This time it was late at night when I was already in bed. It sounded like someone walking across the floor above me and then stopping in the hallway. I laid there listening, expecting to hear another sound, but nothing happened. After that, I started noticing the footsteps more often. Not every night, but often enough that I stopped dismissing them. What really bothered me was where they seemed to be coming from. Most of the time, they were near our guest room. That room used to belong to my oldest son. When he was younger, he hated sleeping there. I thought it was just a childhood phase, but he always told me the same story. He said, there was someone standing in the room. Sometimes the figure was near the door. Other times it was standing in the corner. He never gave me much more detail than that. He would just tell me somebody was there watching him. I never saw anything, so I assumed he was imagining it. Eventually, he started sleeping in his younger brother's room whenever he could, and after a while, I stopped trying to make him use his other room. Years later, my daughter got the flu. We put her in that room so she could get some rest. The next morning, she mentioned hearing something moving around in the corner while she was trying to sleep. She wasn't upset about it. She just mentioned it over breakfast. At the time, I didn't connect it to anything, but now I do. The more I thought about it, the more other memories started coming back. One of my daughter's friends spent the night years ago, got up to use the bathroom across the hall from that room. She came back into the bedroom almost immediately. The next morning, she told us she thought she had seen somebody standing at the far end of the hallway. She assumed it was one of us until she realized the figure wasn't moving. The thing that bothers me now is that none of these people knew what the others had experienced. My son never talked about it around his siblings. My daughter's friend had never heard any stories about the house. As far as I know, none of them had any reason to be thinking about ghosts at all. The house has a few other odd things about it. Several longtime residents in the area have told me there used to be a barn on the property where local teenagers held dances years and years ago. The barn disappeared long before we moved in, but every once in a while, somebody hears what sounds like laughter or people talking somewhere out in the yard late at night. I've heard it myself a few times over the years, and when I go outside to see where it's coming from, it's all quiet. None of that ever bothered me, but the footsteps bother me. A few weeks ago, I fell asleep on the couch while watching television. Sometime after midnight, I woke up and I heard someone walking around upstairs. First, I just listened. Then the footsteps crossed the hallway and stopped near the guest room. I sat there waiting to hear them again. Instead, there was a knock, and a few seconds later, there was another one and then another. I finally got up, checked the entire second floor. Every room was empty. Maybe that's why I'm writing now. For years, I brushed off all the stories connected to that room because they happened to other people. Now, I'm the one hearing things, and it's a lot harder to ignore. We don't have any plans to move. Most days, the house feels exactly like it always has. But lately, when I'm here by myself and I hear someone walking around upstairs, I listen carefully. Thanks for reading. I'd love to hear if any listeners have had experienced something similar. Well, I have experienced something similar, so I'm one person. I wonder, though, don't you think it could have been she's a busy mom and maybe she'd heard things before and just dismissed it as one of the kids upstairs walking around?
Honestly, probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
And, you know, you just get busy and it's like, okay, my oldest son doesn't want to sleep in his room. He's imagining things, whatever. If you want to sleep in your little brother's room, it's not a fight I'm willing to fight, you know?
Okay, but also, what a weird thing to imagine. I mean, really, let's really think about this. Because, like, your kid comes to you and he says, hey, there's someone standing by the door in my room. I don't want to sleep in there no more. Oh, it's just your imagination. I didn't see anything.
I think parents do that all the time. I really do.
Listen to your children when it's crap, like crazy stuff like that.
Because kids do have very active imaginations. And, you know, they can play these games that, you know, like there's other people playing with them. They just imagine it. Which is kind of cool. I wish my imagination kind of worked a little bit more like that sometimes. So, you know, you're busy. I don't know how many kids she had, but it sounds like she had several. And you're busy. It's like, I do not have time for this shit. Just nothing is going on. Your room is fine. And maybe since she never experienced anything, she was like, there's nothing to be afraid of. This house is fine.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then when you put it all together, when no one's home. You know, because even she might have been home by herself before and just thought, you know, the kids were all outside playing, heard something upstairs and thought, oh, that's one of the kids. Snuck back in.
Yeah.
And I think, don't you think sometimes we don't really want to know? It's easier not to know. But how brave is she to hear the footsteps and then she heard knocks? And she went to check it out herself.
Oh, I don't like any of that.
Oh, my God.
Props to you, ma'am. I would never have waited.
Because it sounds like she's still married. I would have waited till my husband got home.
I think this is just one of those occasions where I just leave the building.
I'm going to go sit on the porch for days until my husband gets home. Oh, she's brave. But it kind of makes sense. From a mom's perspective, when you have several kids, that maybe you just get all wrapped up in the family and the noises family makes and you just dismiss it.
Yeah.
Kind of makes some sense to me. Let's go to this story.
My name's Jessica. I'm from Long Island, New York. And I'm going to go and tell you a little bit of my story. We have a few haunted places here. We have two psychiatric hospitals that aren't being used anymore and that are very haunted. But there's a house over here, and it's called Mary's Grave, but it's an actual house, and it's about this woman back in, the 1800s. And she pretty much, murdered her whole family, and she hung herself, outside of her house on a tree. So me and my sister, one night, we decided to go for a drive. And we went over there, and we got out of the car, and we went up the driveway, and we were going to go touch the house, because apparently if you touch it, things happen. So we went and proceeded to touch it, and all of a sudden, my sister, she felt somebody grabbing her shirt, pulling her, away from the house. So we didn't think anything of it. We got in the car, and we went to go, drive away, and all of a sudden, we just saw, a figure in the middle of the road, and, we swerved out of the way, and when we turned around, there was nobody there. So we went back the next night, and the same thing happened. So what we did was we just put the headlights on, and we just put the car in neutral, and we just looked. And just an apparition literally just crossed over the car twice and just, went around the car a couple times, and it was, the scariest thing ever. I'm literally getting chills just telling you guys about it right now. It was pretty cool. And then the next night, my grandfather passed away. And I heard, I read online that if you set white candles around, it'll contact an experience or whatever. So I did, and all the candles blew out. And then the next day, my grandfather's picture was in a frame. It was on the ground next to this, frog statue I have that was his in my room. And I thought that was pretty cool. I just want to share it with you guys. I just want to tell you guys I love, 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 love the show. It really passes the time and I'm at work. All right. Bye.
She's one of those people that I just don't get. You have that really crazy experience where they go to that Mary's Grave place, I think is what she said. And then they have that weird experience. But they went back the next night. If I had a weird experience, I would never go back. We both know that about me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Would you?
Absolutely.
You would go back and do it again?
Yes.
And they had it happen again.
I honestly would go back out of curiosity, morbid curiosity, that is, just to see if I could get more of a reaction, maybe.
I'd be like, that's good. I got a good ghost story out of it. Let's go home. I do not want to mess with this. I don't know what it is going on. And then her grandfather dies, and then they're like, were they summoning the grandfather, or were they trying to contact the grandfather after he passed?
Isn't it the same thing, even if they were trying to summon and or contact the grandfather?
Because here's the thing. How do you know it was your grandfather? Because it, like, if
you don't.
You don't. And yeah, the picture fell off the wall, but is it the grandfather that knocked the picture off the wall? Or was it some kind of demon?
It's Satan.
It's Satan. That's where your dad would walk in and scare the crap out of us again.
Yes. Sadly, my dad is working downstairs.
I don't know. I think she is so much more brave than I am. I just get kind of creeped out about stuff like that. I couldn't do it. And if one of my loved ones passed away, I don't want to summon him. If I end up having some kind of connection with them, and that has happened to me after people have passed before, I've had some pretty profound experiences, I feel like it's going to happen.
Yeah.
If it happens. If it's meant to happen, it's going to happen. I think
I'd rather just leave my loved ones like at peace wherever they end up. However, strangers that I don't personally know as ghosts, that's a different story.
Watch who you summon. I'm just telling you. I am telling you. You never know. You think you summoned this really cute guy, and then who knows who shows up.
You think you summon this really cute guy? Carol, what are you doing in your summoning time?
Just cute guys. That's it. I mean, don't judge me.
You're like summoning cats, but okay.
Oh, I like that idea. Okay. I mean, that's what I meant to say, is summon cats.
Yeah, cats and cute guys. Uh-huh, totally.
Uh-huh. Let's go to one more story.
Love your show. I just want to share a quick ghost story. This took place when I was just a little toddler, so this is kind of secondhand for my father. But he loved to explore the historic graveyards that we have out here. He liked checking out some of the historic names and seeing, you know, the family lots and kind of get a picture of how things were in certain periods. But anyway, one day my dad took me, like, once again as a little toddler, to one of the historic graveyards in my hometown of West Greenwich. Not the Nellie Vaughn site, but another one. And anyway, he was carrying me around on his shoulders because I was young enough that walking with a toddler was a little bit of a chore. So he had me up on his shoulders, and we were walking around a church that was adjacent to this old graveyard. And all of a sudden, I said to my dad, "Where'd that lady go?" And my dad stopped and said, "What lady?" And I said, "The lady in the white dress. She was standing over there," and I pointed towards the front of the church. And my dad had not seen anyone, and you know, his car was the only car on the lot. There was a light dusting of snow, only his boot tracks. So he walked all the church and the graveyard and couldn't find any other tracks or any other lady. You know, I just thought that was really interesting. People say that kids are more sensitive than adults sometimes. And I've now got kids of my own. And so a couple times they've told me some pretty freaky things that just kind of, but they're, oh, is this real or is this imagination? And so anyway, just wanted to share that. Again, I love your show, and keep it up. All right, thanks. Bye.
Well, I agree with him 100% that kids, that veil is quite thin for them. And, you know, like the interesting stories about kids who know things they shouldn't know about, Or even like my nephew who talked to my dad after my dad died.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that they can see things that we can't always see. And yeah. I think that's really interesting. The dad's just walking around the cemetery like he likes to do. Likes to go mm-hmm. look in his cemeteries. Sounds like your dad. At the same time, we both said that. Totally sounds like your dad. But it's just interesting that, you know, he would volunteer that information. Like, where'd the lady go?
You ever think you could just carry a kid around like an EMF reader?
Maybe. Maybe you could with the right kid.
Like pick it up and put it on your back and then tell it to say beep when it feels something weird.
If you see anything, feel anything, just say beep. Just
and
let
if
me
it's
know.
Really bad, beep louder.
And then if it gets intense, beep faster. Beep, 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 beep. I don't know. They're good little barometers for that.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I think it's interesting. I think the dad should take, you know, like he probably after that, the dad was taking the kid to all kinds of cemeteries to figure out if he could see anything. And it was just that one time. Because I can't imagine the dad never tried that again. Let's go back to that cemetery, see if he figures it out again. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in. The number is 855-853-4802. Write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. Get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. And you can sign up today at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Price is higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.